All the way from Gion wasn't really very far, but in any case, I knelt on the mats and went through the ritual of bowing and begging Uchida's favor, although I wasn't convinced he'd heard a word of what Mameha had told him. "I was having a fine day until lunchtime," he said, "and then look what happened." Uchida crossed the room and held up a board. Fastened onto it with pins was a sketch of a woman from the back, looking to one side and holding an umbrella, except that a cat had evidently stepped in ink and walked across it, leaving perfectly formed paw prints. The cat himself was curled up asleep at the moment in a pile of dirty clothes. "I brought him in here for the mice, and look," he went on, "I've a mind to throw him out."
"Oh, but the paw prints are lovely," said Mameha. "I think they improve the picture. What do you think, Sayori?"
I wasn't inclined to say anything, because Uchida was looking very upset at Mameha's comment, but in a moment I understood that she was trying to lance the boil, as she'd put it, so I put on my most enthusiastic voice and said,
"I'm surprised at how attractive the paw prints are. I think the cat may be something of an artist."
"I know why you don't like them," said Mameha. "You're jealous of his talent."
"Jealous, am I?" Uchida said. "That cat's no artist. He's a demon if he's anything."
"Forgive me, Uchida-san," Mameha replied. "It's just as you say. But tell me, are you planning to throw the picture away? Because if so, I'd be pleased to have it. Wouldn't it look charming in my apartment, Sayori?"
When Uchida heard this, he tore the picture from the board and said, "You like it, do you? All right, I'll make you 2 presents of it." And then he tore it in 2 pieces and gave them to her, saying, "Here's one and here's the other. Now get out."
"I so wish you hadn't done that," Mameha said. "I think it was the most beautiful thing you've ever produced."
"Get out."
"Oh, Uchida-san, I can't possibly. I wouldn't be a friend if I didn't straighten your place a bit before leaving."
At this, Uchida himself stormed out of the house, leaving the door wide open behind him. We watched him kick the broom Mameha had left leaning against the tree, and then nearly slip and fall as he started down the wet steps. We spent the next half hour straightening up the studio until Uchida came back in a much improved mood, just as Mameha had predicted. He still wasn't what I would call cheerful, and in fact, he had a habit of chewing constantly at the mole in the corner of his mouth, which gave him the look of being worried. I think he felt embarrassed at his earlier behavior because he never looked directly at either of us. Soon it became apparent that he wasn't going to notice my eyes at all, and so Mameha said to him,